You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey ducking. That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Welcome to ENN, which
on TV.
Beautiful Friday night is brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and get started exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
By the way, Peter, did you like Mike Tannenbaum on TV?
DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood.
Loved it.
It was nice getting to see Mike on TV. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Sportle.
And good evening to Don.
I enjoy riding some Mahomes.
I thought I'd get the TV guide one. I we're waiting to hear that.
Ooh,
as a drop.
Yeah. They don't listen to what we say. And good evening to Michael.
It's really ridiculous for anybody in the Northeast to be named Judd.
What about good evening to Peter?
Conundrum?
Is that what that is? Let's see. How do you spell conundrum? And good evening to myself again. Tim and I are not fart bros.
You never explained that, did you?
You know, because Michael cut me off. But thank you, Don. I didn't explain that. Ballard and I were having a moment at some point where I believe we were hanging out watching football and something, you know, he decided to just take liberty in the house.
How dare he?
In my house.
Probably the most intelligent sound he made while he was there.
And I was disgusted. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, I guess we're not fart bros.
There we go.
And at that point, I realized that we weren't fart bros. And that for me, if I've met you at, like, after college, like after I was like 20 years old, just not comfortable with that happening. Like, it's one thing. If I'm with Judd, for example, anything can happen. We've been hanging out. We've been hanging out since we were 13 years old. It's like a sibling. It's like children. But if I've been friends with you since I was 30, you can't just go rip an ass like a crazy person.
Well, let me ask you the question that everybody wants to know.
Go ahead.
Have you entered this or have you crossed this Rubicon with the great Miss Hatton?
Wait. Well, hold on. If I just explained what fart bros are to me.
Right.
I met Natalie when I was 41 years old.
But still, you guys spend a lot of time together. And so if you're in that delicate position, are you getting up out of bed to go and do it in another room? That's what I'm asking you.
I believe the only acceptable answer here, if you're in a relationship, and I can only speak as a man in the relationship, and we admit that there are different standards around these things, is that if I'm in bed, for example, or on the couch, and it's a situation that it just is what it is. I am going to do it in a way that is as covert as humanly possible. And I believe that is expected in relationships. For you, I don't care if you've been together 20 years. If you're just sitting there and you don't care any bit about what the sound or repercussions will be. And by the way, and if you know it's straight up problematic, like you had something for dinner that's making this like, there's something going on here.
Right.
Like, then no, that's a walk out of the room.
Right.
You're not
going to Dutch
oven.
That's
called being decent. Okay. Don, you're with me?
Yeah. You know, like I said, you're not going to Dutch oven.
No.
For those of us that don't know what Dutch oven is, look it up. We're not going to say it on the air.
The point is like, listen, I've known Nancy over half my life.
So you can do it?
No.
but more than half your life.
No, but if it, but it's not like, hey, look, check this one out. No.
No.
That's never acceptable. But if something were to slip out, you just say, excuse me, I'm not running into the garage to do it. So you kind of split the difference.
I'm glad we covered this. We have a lot to get to today. And
but that was important.
No, it was. It had to be done. And two stories sort of slipped by this week. One was David Cohn was on, what program was this from, Anthony?
That'd be the Bart and Hahn vehicle.
He was on the Bart and Hahn
vehicle. I didn't know he was on with Bart and Hahn.
Well, he was.
Wow.
And he spoke, Don, about the new K-Rod broadcast coming to ESPN this spring.
It's interesting to watch. You know, Michael's a great director. I think he will do great with Alex. He knows him well. I think he can bring out something in Alex that we probably haven't seen yet. And maybe Alex can be a little more relaxed in that for sort of a scenario as opposed to the booth on Sunday night when you feel like you got to follow the rhythm of a game and depending on how the game goes. So, yeah, I think it'll do fine.
Wow, that last sentence, it was positive up till the last sentence.
I was just going to say.
I would agree. But you know, does he really want it to do great? Because if it does great, are we going to do better than the regular booth?
That's a great point.
So, I mean,
wow,
how do you root
between you and Coney?
I only want the best for Coney.
Fine is the most negative positive word out there.
It really is. Unless you're talking about a woman's attractiveness.
Right.
Sure. Any other context, fine means not good. How you doing? Fine. Okay, you're in a bad mood. How was the food? Fine. It was poison?
I pitched the open to the first K-Rod, and I think I don't know if they can pull it off, but I pitched the open. I think you would like it, Peter.
Go ahead.
Come up on a one shot.
Ooh.
Sitting there, Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Then you widen the one shot just a bit. Tapping Peyton Manning on the shoulder is Alex. Gives him the thumb. Alex then sits down after Peyton gets up and walks out of frame. Welcome to K-Rod.
Wow.
Now, because you don't have any ego, now we should tell you the way it should really be done.
Go ahead.
Is that both Mannings are there, and then Michael and Alex walk over, and they both get up, and they both sit down. Because I like the idea, Michael, but why does it have to be about A-Rod?
It's never about me. Nothing in life is about me anymore.
No, it's truly, except for the show that's named after you and other people are on it.
If this bothers you so much, why don't you go to the bosses and change it? I have no say over it.
Please.
Come on, Mike. Let's.
Well, we don't need to bring this topic up again. I'm just pointing out the humor.
Peter, so I mean, the policy may have changed, but for some reason, the one that didn't change is the reason.
Oh, yeah. Things don't change. And also another story we never mentioned this week. Did you guys see the TMZ story of all places earlier in the week that Joe Judge received like 20 pizzas and 7,000 beers to his house in Jersey?
I'm so glad you brought this up because I had lots to say about this, and I want to give Pat Leonard credit. You know, that story comes out, so all the fans rip him. People in the media look at him drowning his sorrows. What a bum. All the money that he stole from the Giants, he used it on pizza and beer. Do you know what he did that? For all the coaches that were let go, he had a goodbye party for him with beer and pizza. Like, it was a cool thing that actually Joe Judge did.
He did.
Right. Yep. He deserved to get fired, and I'm not going to feel bad for saying that I wanted him fired. But from a human being standpoint, can you let the guy up, for Christ's sake?
That's why I'm glad we finally got to it, because you're right. It was a nice thing to do. And what did people think? I got an update.
He doesn't eat once he gets fired?
Yeah. Or furthermore, he wanted to drown his sorrows. And rather than one bottle of Jack Daniels, he went with 900 beers. Like, has anyone ever gotten drunk?
I mean, people make believe like, you know, he's like it's raining hundreds. He ordered 6 pizzas and like 3 cases of Michelob Ultra. What is that? $50? $100? It's not like he was flaunting his wealth.
No, he was trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, the guy's had a bad enough day.
Go ahead.
Shining Wizards Kevin Don.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
you sure?
Yeah, he wanted to know, when you were a kid, did you have an easy baked Dutch oven?
That's not a toy. The Donald LaGreca, that's an item Don should come out with.
The easy baked Dutch oven.
The Don LaGreca Easy Bake Dutch Oven. That's an item. All right, guys.
Dutch oven is really a form of abuse. I think you should be able to get arrested for it.
I agree.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys,
yep,
we're not waiting. It's
no,
time.
It's time.
Oh yeah,
you better, it's better be time. Every game.
Your wild card.
Card.
NFL announcer lineup.
Wow, never needed this. It more than today.
We start out on Saturday, January 15th. I believe that's MLK's birthday, guys. The Las Vegas Raiders. At the Cincinnati Bengals.
Big game for me.
A three-pointer for the Caster, who loves Joe Burrow and Cincinnati.
Love Joey B.
NBC, 4:30.
Who's and calling this bad boy?
Oh, it's a big day for Mr. Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
They still seem to resonate.
Tom, there are three teams.
Sorry, Mike, what was that again?
I said, yeah.
No,
they
Tariq.
Still seem to resonate.
Dom, there are three teams.
That's right.
Was that a Dom?
Yeah, that's a Dom. That's a big Dom right there.
Him.
He'll be joined by the future Hall of Famer, Drew Brees. And on the sideline, Catherine Tappan.
Yes,
now,
big fan.
The Bengals, first team in NFL history with a 4,000-yard passer.
Mm-hmm.
A 1,000-yard rusher.
Oh, yeah.
And two 1,000-yard receivers, all 25 or younger.
Yeah, so they're going to be good for a long time in Cincy.
And you act like that helps your pick on Saturday. But
all I care about is the future of people.
That's such a nice, caring thing. Now, Saturday night, it's going to be freezing in the tri-state area, but you're going to be bundled up in your palatial estate in unknown, if you're Michael Kay. In New Jersey, if you're Don LaGreca, or on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, if you're Peter Rosenberg, cozy, cuddled up with the dogs as we get ready for New England and Buffalo, an AFC East clash. Temperature at kickoff, 0 degrees. The game is on CBS at 8:15, and for a game so cold, you need a man who's ice cold. That man is Ian Eagle. Iron Eagle.
We don't have an iron drop?
We do, just not there today. We also have
wow,
Charles.
That's a shame. Iron Eagle's a legend.
We'll get one. The great Charles Chuck Davis. And, of course, a man who really needs no introduction.
Say it again.
Introduction. It's Washburn time with
the
Evan
lobby
Washburn.
Is bustling. There is an energy here.
So we have Evan Washburn, but we don't have an Ian, an Ian Eagle cut.
Or an Ian Eagle drop. The Bills, 12-3 all time at home in the postseason.
Ooh.
Tied with the Seahawks for the second best win percentage in home playoff games behind the Patriots, 23-5.
Means nothing in this game. Nothing.
Need a little Frank Reich.
Yeah. Or Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
We go to Sunday.
By the way, you know what I just noticed, Peter?
Go ahead.
My whole weekend will be ruined if I lose these games on Saturday.
Oh, that's such a great point. Wait, you have your
a 3-1.
You're 3-1, so you'd be if you lose them both, you're just fighting for your 2 on.
I'm trying to breathe.
Now, but hold on. Are you still rooting for your pick against? Because yes, Don doesn't have the Patriots game, but I have it as my 3-pointer. That's a tough. That's an interesting conundrum.
Yeah, you
for
don't
you.
Feel bad if you lose that one, Michael.
But if I win all three of my picks, he's not catching me anyway.
It's a great point. It's a great point. We go to Sunday at 1 p.m. Picture a stark naked Andrew Gunling, shivering, crazy, looking like a Lego man whose paint has been washed off.
We're all grown up now.
He'll be sitting at home with the kids, screaming, breaking glasses, scaring everyone. Police called. Ambulances outside the front door. As the Philadelphia Eagles go to Tampa. Monsoon conditions, they're saying. Wind and rain. 1 p.m. on Fox. And for a game of this stature.
Who?
Come on.
Come on.
He's Joe Buck.
That's right. Damn right he is. And he'll be joined by Troy Aikman, the great Aaron Andrews, and Thom Rinaldi.
No, it's not Thom. It's Tom.
I know. It's just a Tom.
It's Thom McCann. It's Thom Rinaldi.
Jalen Hurts becomes the sixth QB in NFL history with 3,000 pass yards and 10 rushing TDs in a season. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Chris. We go to 4:30 p.m. RJ will be locked and loaded as his San Francisco 49ers head to Dallas to renew one of the great interconference rivalries in history.
Wait one second, Peter. Will RJ take off his Garanimals and also watch in the nude?
That's a very Rick DiPietro joke of yours. Wow. A solid one nonetheless. The 49ers and the Cowboys. The game is on CBS and Nickelodeon. Ooh. So so perfect for RJ and his Garanimals. On CBS, Jim Nance on the call. He'll be joined by
Hello Friends. What's going on?
There were some cuts this week. We had some staff cutting this week. So less drops. Tony Romo.
Never touched him. That's a catch.
That's 18 mil right there.
So what did CBS do to get this game?
I tell you what, I don't know.
RJ just texted me, said, I, in fact, will be nude.
It is the eighth playoff matchup and first since the 1994 NFC Championship. Tied for the second most common matchups all time behind the Rams and the Cowboys, who have 9. Whew, it's a humdinger. So it takes us to 8:15 on Sunday. Pittsburgh and Kansas City, where Don will be locked in with his 3-point pick riding on 12.5 points and Andy Reid and those Kansas City Chiefs. The game's on NBC, and Al Michaels is on the call. He'll be joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And, of course, Michelle Tafoya. You know what's happening. Ben Roethlisberger, 13-9 in his postseason career. He's tied with Brett Favre for sixth most wins by a starting QB in postseason history.
I'm guessing number one's Tom Brady.
That is correct. Yeah. 34-11. Who is second?
What's the trivia again? I'm sorry.
Joe Montana.
Wow. Michael's 2-for-2. It's most playoff wins by a starting quarterback.
So we've got Montana.
Brady and then Montana. Who is next?
Can we go? Can we dare Roger Staubach?
He's not on the list.
Oh.
The only person.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre is at the bottom of the list. Yes. Him and Ben Roethlisberger.
There we go.
Right. They're tied at 13. And above them is Terry Bradshaw at 14. The middle two between Montana and Bradshaw are modern. One very modern and one also pretty modern.
Troy Aikman?
No. Right era. Wrong player. Mr. Elway, 14-7, and Peyton Manning, 14-13. The final game of this big wild card weekend will be Monday Night Football. That's right, Monday Night Football and a playoff game. Never seen this in my lifetime, kids. The Arizona Cardinals at the L.A. Rams on ABC and ESPN at 8:15. Steve Levy on the call.
It's pretty good to be your boy Leaves right about now.
That's right.
He'll be joined by Brian Greasy and his sound-alike-y Lewis Riddick. Lisa Salters on the sideline. And guess what, kids? You got a Manning cast. There's a Manning cast on ESPN2 for a playoff game. That's right. Their guests are Joan Embry, Dom DeLuise, and Burt Reynolds. Well, it's going to be something.
It's going to be a seance.
The Cardinals are 8-1 on the road this season, 3-5 at home. Won't surprise you to know it's the best road record in the NFL this year. Matt Stafford of the Rams has thrown multiple interceptions in three consecutive games, tied for the longest streak of his career.
Wow.
Close it out by saying, while we talk about those Rams, Cooper Kupp, an all-pro. He'll join Devontae Adams and Deebo Samuel in that receiver core. Devontae and Cooper Kupp were unanimous choices.
He likes to be called by his initial, by the way.
D.A.?
No.
C.K.
A lot of bra humor today.
Only Don gets
me. Him and I are not fart bros.
Only Don gets me. I'm doing a show for an audience of one.
A double D and a C cup today. Wow. You're really taking it to the next level. One New York area player is an all pro.
Who?
Braxton Berrios for special teams. So congrats to him. And ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for ENN on this Friday evening. I should say on this day in 1973, the Dolphins become the only undefeated team in NFL history when they beat another nameless team to finish off their 17-0 campaign.
14-7.
And in 2012, the Saints and 49ers combined for 34 points in the fourth quarter. Vernon Davis records the catch three as his 14-yard TD from Alex Smith gives the Niners the historic win that day. Now, ENN tonight, by the way, of course we have a sponsor because it's a very, very popular segment. It's brought to you by our dearest friends at Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
Now let's talk to you. 1-800-919-3776. 1-800-919-3776. Your thoughts about Wild Card Weekend. It's Kayla Greca Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.